were talking leading up to the trade deadline about doing something for you, and just wondering if you felt this was a really good fit for you and a place you wanted to be, and if so, why? And in recent days, as this kind of got closer, did you enter in any role to talk with Dallas or your representative as far as getting something done to come here?
The first question, before the deadline, obviously there was talk, didn't happen, but, you know, great things, better late than never. And I'm extremely excited, man. I really am. I think it's a great fit. You talk about a world-class organization. I look forward to being a part of, and I think it's going to be a special place. And as far as your question about representatives being able to talk to Dallas, et cetera, I just think, Nick did a great job, with the team here, talking back and forth in these closer days.
Okay, we'll go to Clarence if you have a question. Nope. Okay, Todd Archer.
Hey, Brandon, this is Todd Archer from ESPN. This is the fourth time that you've been traded. Has your feeling being traded differed from the first time? Have you kind of gotten used to it, or did it upset you the first time and now you understand more of the business? What's your thoughts on being traded four times?
No, I've really never gotten upset because obviously that means someone out there wants me to be a part of their group. Fortunate enough to go, for some great draft picks. I think I'm just fortunate enough to be able to play with so many great organizations and make an impact in this league, everywhere I've been. So it excites me. I think it's special because that means I didn't get the free agency. So, people jumping the gun to get to me before I get there. So that's the way that I look at it. I look at it in a positive light.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Do you feel like you're a little underappreciated in some ways? You've never made a Pro Bowl, but you've got several years of 1,000 yards receiving. And as you said, a lot of people want you. They trade for you. So you feel like sometimes you're a little underappreciated in some ways?
No, honestly, I really, the accolades as far as Pro Bowls and those things, man, I don't do this for the fame. I truly do it to be able to, win games and compete at a high level. And I let my plan talk for itself and all those other things, it comes with it. If you don't, so be it. But, I like to think you put my numbers up with anyone else, and they're right there with them, so.
Michael Gelkin, do you have a question?
Yes. Hey, Brandon. You were able to be teammates with Stephon there in New England. What's that relationship like with you two and just the knowing that you'll be teammates again?
Man, when I found out about it, we literally talked realistically every single day during the off season. So to be able to be back with him, I look forward to you talking about a guy that, was playing this game at a high level and the attention to detail that he'll bring to this team, extremely excited and blessed to be back with someone that I know.
Can you elaborate on just your guys' contact? Did you guys train together this offseason? And then second, what's it like when you are a teammate of a guy like that on the opposite side of the ball and being able to go against each other in practice, make each other better?
No, we don't train together in the off season. When we play together in New England, we just, became, like best friends. So, we see each other, we got our families together. And the other question, for him to be able to line up across the ball from me, you talk about I get to go against, all pro corner every single day in practice between him and Diggs. It's as they say, iron sharpens iron.
Hey, Brandon, it's John Machado with The Athletic. I was wondering just what you know about this current Cowboys team and just kind of what do you think you bring to this offense, to play alongside CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup?
Yeah, from afar, looking at the Cowboys, you talk about a dynamic team, a bunch of guys that, play at a high level since the moment that they stepped into this league. You look at the defense, those guys playing out of this world. And you look at, you know, from an offensive standpoint, CD, Gallup, and the guys just making plays week in and week out. I just look forward to adding to the group. Like I told the guys, you know, I'm going to push them. They're going to push me. And we're going to feed off of one another. And the whole goal is to win. And that's what it's all about.
Brandon Dory, Epstein with Yahoo Sports. I know trade is a little bit different than free agency. So who have you talked to in the Cowboys organization? Have you had a chance to communicate with Dak at all? Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones, what's that contact been like so far?
That contact's been awesome. You know, as soon as obviously Dak, you know, found out, you know, he reached out to me. I was able to meet most of the offensive staff today. I was fortunate enough to speak with Stephen Jones, that's been my, and then obviously meeting all the player personnel people throughout the building. Got to see our receiver coach, RP, got to talk with Coach McCarthy today as well. So it's been a welcoming group. And like I tell them, I just look forward to getting started.
What did Dak say when he reached out?
Oh, no, he was excited. Can't wait to get to work. Got a lot of respect for my game. And he looked forward to having me, a part of the group.
Go back to David Moore.
Yeah, Brandon, a lot of people talk about your speed. You came in as one of the faster players in the league. Just talk a little bit about your speed, but over these last, year to two, what other areas of your game do you think you've been improved in the most, and how would you kind of assess where you were as a receiver, more than just a speed receiver?
Yeah, no, every day, every year I've been able to get better, obviously. Fortunate enough and blessed to be able to take the top off, but just being able to run routes, and be able to separate and win those one-on-ones on the outside, also in the slot. I think just the ability to be dynamic and being used, every way in the offense, I think I've been able to just really maximize that and continue to get better every year.
Let's go to
what excites you most be working with Dak?
I think his mindset that he brings to the game. You know, you hear how his approach, his work ethic, and the leader that he is, and his story, really, his perseverance, the way that he bounces back, throughout his career. I think when you got a mindset like that at quarterback, it takes you a long way. And so I'm looking forward to have a leader like that.
And how much do you think you played in Super Bowls, Stefan's played in Super Bowls, how much do you think that you guys can help this team that it's been so long for them to get to a Super Bowl to understand what it takes to get there?
Yeah, I that's a great question. I think, when you have guys that's been in it, saw the process, I think the biggest thing that you can preach is trust in the process and not, talking about it, but more so letting your work and your actions talk about it throughout the week, taking it one day at a time. Keep your head down and grind, and then when you look up, that's when you're there. But don't worry about looking too far out in the future.
Not sure if you've ever worked in the West Coast offense, but just your thoughts on how you fit into an offense like that, because that's what the Cowboys are moving to this year.
Yeah, no, it'll be good when I'm able to get to, sit down with Coach McCarthy, Shoddy, and the offensive staff to really understand what that look like. But for me, my mindset is just, to show up and do my job the best that I can and whatever that role is to do it.
And what's the, approach that you take when you're new to a locker room and as a veteran and building a connection with a quarterback and just teammates around you, like how do you go about, fitting in as quickly as you possible and kind of hitting the ground running?
Biggest thing is just be who you are, be what's gotten you to this position. But also at the same time, being able to show that work ethic and leading by example and bringing things that you learn from other organizations, into the locker room in a positive way so we can all, kind of head towards the right direction.
And you mentioned, I think, a little bit earlier, but you've played pretty much every receiver position there is to play. Like, how would you describe just your versatility and what goes into that when you're picking up a playbook for the first time to master, you know, not just one of those positions, you know, the X, the Z, so you can, or in a slot, so they can move you around?
I think the biggest thing to speak to that is just, you know, not being one-dimensional. So, you know, when you line up, a defense has got to be able to respect you in every which way. And as far as picking up the playbook, it's simple. It's just like anything else. The more you work at it, the more that you retain. So just being able to pick it up as soon as we can get it and, you know, and study, it's like anything else. It'll come to fruition.
The last three seasons in Houston, obviously not a lot of wins, but before that in your career, you've been on, you know, teams that have gone to the Super Bowl. How much have these last 3 years and kind of fueled you for this opportunity to, you know, you're going to a team that's been in the playoffs the last couple of years?
Man, I mean, I'll tell you, I couldn't be more hungry. Last 3 years is what it is, you know. But I tell you, stepping into a locker room like this in an organization, and you got those 3 years under your belt like that, I mean, that feel is just definitely feeling the fire and that hunger to be able to come out here and just show up and help my team win. I can't wait. I truly can.
Brandon, you've learned a new playbook so many times now with all of those trades. What's that process like? And I guess how much has it changed from the first time you were traded or had a new coach to what you're
Honestly, it's something I don't even think about just because, I mean, if you love football and you know ball, I mean, it's pretty easy to pick up the playbook, you know. So I truly never thought about that. I just pick up the playbook, learn it, and keep it pushing.
For sure. And just one more on that note. I know you said that you've never been upset about being traded and had all these opportunities, but still, it's pretty unusual. So why do you think that's been your journey?
I don't know. I really can't answer that. And honestly, I mean, you ask my teammates, any coaches that I've been a part of, you know, I would think they would say I've been one of the best teammates they've had. I mean, there's a reason why former teams have tried to, you know, come back and trade for me. So I don't know.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Nice to meet you all. Look forward to meeting you all in person.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.